Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you use Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, and have money just sitting in those accounts, you might want to reconsider moving those funds. That's because the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has issued a warning today that people should not store their money for the long term in these apps, since those funds may not be covered by deposit insurance in the event of financial distress. For more, we're joined on the KCBS RingCentral Newsline by Michael Yoshikami, CEO and founder of Destination Wealth Management. It's a Walnut Creek wealth management firm. Michael, thank you for your time today.
My pleasure.
Okay, so this news and this warning comes several weeks after Silicon Valley Bank, Signature Bank, First Republic Bank failed. So why the warning now? Is it that people may not be aware that their funds aren't as protected as they are, let's say, in a bank account?
Well, no, I think the reason it's happening now is exactly what happened at Silicon Valley Bank. It's made people very, very aware of whether their deposits or their cash accounts are insured. And I think that it's just sort of a slew of warnings you will have about risk that maybe people don't know about or are not aware of. So I don't think anything's changed. I think what's happened is the environment suggests that the public wants to know more about this type of news.
Do you think that the news of those banks failing could get the feds to extend the rule protecting funds in those cash apps?
Yeah, I don't think the Fed's going to do that. I think, you know, the thing about cash or Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation coverage or FSLIC coverage is there are very, very strict capital requirements. A lot of these apps are going to have some challenges in meeting those financial challenges. They're not really set up, if you will, as banks. These are just money market accounts that they basically have made available to their depositors or their users. So I don't think the Fed's going to extend it because I don't think these apps are going to qualify.
Okay. Are there any situations in which it would qualify? Let's say you set up a savings account through these apps or something like that. Are there any caveats to the warning?
Yeah, the caveat would be is if it's actually invested with a bank within one of these apps. If you're just investing it with an app, and it's not really in an official bank, which is subject to the FDIC capital requirement rules, you know, that's going to be a challenge. So there certainly are exceptions. I think a bigger issue in my view is I don't know that it makes a lot of sense to have people storing money in these accounts anyway, in many cases, because the interest you can get at a money market account, even at an insured bank, is so significant right now, it probably is going to pale. It's probably going to be significantly greater than what you get in the cash app. So I think it's less about default and more about what kind of interest rate are you going to get. That's the question people should be asking these cash apps. What's the interest rate you're paying me?
It's a very, very good point. And on a personal note, do you still use cash apps?
Sure do. Just used it just the other day. But if you ask me how much money I have in a cash app, the answer is probably $300 or something like that, because I don't like getting no interest.
Gotcha. Michael, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure.
Michael Yoshikami, CEO and founder of Destination Wealth Management, a Walnut Creek wealth management firm.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.